Welcome. Find a comfortable chair, or feel free to lie on your bed or on the floor, maybe with a pillow beneath your head. You want to be comfortable for this next period of time. And once you're situated, I'd like you to focus your eyes on a point either right in front of you or looking above at the ceiling. Just find a point that your eyes can focus on. And then without moving your eyes, expand that focus outward so that you're going towards the edge of your peripheral vision, taking in more of that space around the point. As much as you can, it's comfortable, without moving your eyes, just taking in that space further out from that point. And then, as if you had eyes behind your head, noticing, if you will, that space behind your head. Again, as if you had eyes there. Just using your imagination, whatever you may see, feel, or not, that's fine. And then bringing your attention back in front of you, still in peripheral vision. You can slowly just close your eyes. That's right. Close your eyes. Just noticing when we close our eyes, a shift may occur inside. Maybe you'll notice that. Or not, and that's fine too. With our attention around our eyes, just noticing how they're feeling right now. Eyes closed, allowing your eyelids just to relax. Maybe they're starting to feel a little heavy as they begin to relax. Noticing any subtle sensations, eye muscles relaxing. And then I'd like you to take that your attention down into your tongue. So we're focusing around our mouth, inside our mouth, our tongue. And I'd like you to relax your tongue, just allowing it to rest in the palate, lower palate of your mouth, all the way to the back of your tongue, to the best of your ability. This may be the first time you're trying an exercise like this. And when you do that, make sure your mouth is open just a little bit so that too can begin to relax, which then relaxes jaw muscles. And those jaw muscles really are enjoying that relaxation. That's right, just noticing how you're feeling. Relaxing tongue, relaxing muscles of the jaw. And now let's move downward, down into your belly and your belly breath. Just focusing your attention. Maybe you've already started to notice your breathing. If not, I'd like you to focus on your breath, your own just normal breathing. Your inhale, your exhale. And then I'd like you to slow it down a little bit, slowing down your inhale, taking in that life force energy, and slowing down your exhale. So perhaps your exhale could be twice as long as your inhale, or something to that effect. Because with that exhale, you're releasing any tensions, resistance, stresses, negativity, with each exhale. That's right, just beginning to release and let go. And noticing again your body, how it's feeling. Again, any shifting, going into a deeper relaxation. Feeling more comfortable in your chair. Noticing or the chair or the floor or your bed and how that's supporting you right now. As perhaps your body's letting go and it's feeling a little heavier as it lets go. And then to go further deep inside, to notice the sensations, if you will, on your hands, your right hand, your left hand, just focusing your attention, let that energy go to your hands and notice, is one hand feeling heavier than another, or one hand feeling lighter? Is one hand feeling warmer or cooler? What differences are you noticing between your hands and any sensations? Is there a tingling, perhaps, or a numbness in your hands of one over the other? Or not, and that's fine too. Or perhaps focusing on one of your hands, if you will, and just see if you can really relax that hand, which means relaxing the wrist, letting it go either in your lap or on the floor, whatever's supporting it. That's right. All the way up to the shoulder. In order to relax the hand, we can need to relax everything attached to it. Just by focusing your attention between your shoulder and all the way down to your fingertips. Letting go, letting go, letting go. And noticing that your hand becomes that much heavier now. That's right. Just a demonstration of the power of the mind and suggestibility that we have. And we have this control over our bodies. We can do a simple exercise like this and the effect that it can have. So just staying relaxed with that whole arm and hand all the way down to the fingertips. We're now going to focus our attention, going a little bit deeper inside. We're going to be connecting with what I call our inner healer. And for each person, that inner healer is different. Different connotations, different values and thinking about what do we need in that inner healer? What represents that inner healer for us? And your unconscious mind is just going to be coming up with, it could be a person you know as a protector, past, present. It may be an animal in your life, a pet who you feel cares that much about you that's going to be your inner healer. It might be but it also might be another, instead of your pet, it may be an animal totem, a representation that represents you that you feel attuned to. It might be an animated character, superhero. It may just be some kind of imaginary shape that you take on. It's really up to you. Allowing that relaxation to open up and expand your unconscious mind to connect and see what comes up for you. And it might even be you. You inside of yourself that you're connecting with. Because that inner healer has your back and your front. It knows your physical systems. The chemistry, how it all balances or not, including in your brain, also knows your emotional states and it's very accustomed, because it's always watching and doing its best to be a provider, be a support. And sometimes it's better than other times doing that and doing their job. But right now, it's a great time to connect and tell your inner healer how much you do need their support, connecting with your inner healer. So now you really know who that inner healer is that you can connect with any time, because it is protecting you. It is watching out for your back and front, your physical systems, emotional systems. And right now, whatever it is that you need from your inner healer, let that inner healer know. In particular, what systems that inner healer needs to focus on to support your well-being. And then watch your inner healer do what it does. Do its job to help improve your well-being, whether you're in treatment, to help improve that treatment, or whether you're seeing someone for more emotional support, the inner healer can provide more support in that area, or whether you're doing this solo, supporting you in your journey, and being able to connect with your unconscious mind as the inner healer can do, and being able to provide you going forward with more suggestions as to how you can improve your health and well-being. So this is about now, and it's also about the future. So as the inner healer is going about its business, doing what it needs to do, in the areas that it needs to address to help improve your health and well-being, it's also feeding your unconscious mind going forward with suggestions into your conscious mind to help you, guide you, lead you, remind you. Again, whether it involves your diet, with intakes of foods, whether it involves exercise, whether it involves more reading in certain areas, or what involves your own emotional state and how you're thinking and what you're thinking, and helping you become more aware. That inner healer is right there to help you improve your own self-awareness. And going even deeper, it's there to basically saying that it really loves you and wants you to love yourself. Going deeper with the love for yourself. Being compassionate with yourself, not giving yourself a hard time. Yeah, learning to befriend yourself in a more meaningful way. So the inner healer is watching, observing, connected. It knows. And so giving that inner healer right now just some time with you, maybe with you and yourself, however that inner healer is manifesting for you. Because in a moment, we're going to say goodbye to that inner healer, knowing that you can come back to it anytime. Give yourself a few moments with that inner healer to acknowledge and thank, as well as thanking your unconscious mind for allowing this opportunity. That's right. And just as we went down and inward, downward and inward, we're going to be coming back out, outward, so that you can once again come back and notice how your hands feeling that was so heavy, your arm, noticing your breathing. Notice how relaxed you may be feeling, and Knowing that as we're coming back up, you're going to be able to feel more refreshed, revitalized, alert, calm, though, well supported. That's right, because now you're in touch with that inner healer in a more direct way. You can really connect anytime you want. And so, moving upward now, up and back into our face and up into our eyes. So feeling your eyes right now around your eye muscles, your eyelids. And just allow them, if you need to, just flutter them a little bit before you totally open them. But then I'd like you to just open your eyes. And once they're open, just take a nice deep breath and feel that calmness, that relaxation, as well as feeling more alert, refreshed, connected. Again, your unconscious mind is taking in all of this session and being able to generate new suggestions, ideas, reminders for you as you're going forward with how to help improve your health and well-being. And that you can do this exercise anytime you like to reconnect with that inner healer, or just have that inner healer's image in your mind's eye that you can connect with anytime, whether you're driving in the car, waiting in a line, going to sleep at night, because that's what our body does. It does has that ability to support its healing process. And I wish you the very best as you move forward with your journey of health and wellness. Take care.